Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Health officials confirm there's been a case of measles in Wichita. Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Sedgwick County Health Department say a number of people may have been exposed to the contagious illness. State Health Department has created a list of Wichita area locations and dates where people may have been exposed. It asks residents who are in those areas to call the department for further evaluation. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is already a warm start to the day, and it won't take long before we're in the low 90s, and that will likely happen by noontime. It'll be breezy and hot this afternoon with a high 96, clear and 76 overnight, and we may get to 100 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy. We've got a south wind, that is, at 12 miles per hour. And 78 degrees. 21 murder cases in Wichita so far this year. Two of those cases over the weekend. The first, not far from downtown Wichita. Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens says officers were called Saturday afternoon to an apartment in the 500 block of South Laclede,
where there was indications that several gunshots had been fired into that apartment. Fire and EMS assisted with attending to the victim, which was located inside the apartment and declared to be deceased.
The victim, 19-year-old Timothy Golden. Police believe three suspects fired more than a dozen gunshots, which hit three apartments. One of the three suspects, an 18-year-old man, was arrested Saturday evening, and police are still looking for the other two suspects.
And then the second case happened about 13 hours later when police were called to a shooting in South Wichita at a mobile home park east of MacArthur and Hydraulic.
An unknown male forced entry into that residence and was confronted by our victim and shot the victim in the residence and fled by unknown means.
Lieutenant Stevens says the victim, 66-year-old Arthur Goble, was hospitalized but died from his gunshot wounds.
Now, this happened at a drive-thru window, but there was no driver and no transaction. Sunday night, Wichita police were called to the report of an attempted armed robbery at a McDonald's north of downtown near 10th and Broadway.
An employee who stated that an unknown suspect walked up to the drive-thru window and pointed a handgun at the employee and was demanding money from the business. The employee walked away from the window and the suspect fled on foot.
Police officer Paul Cruz says the suspect was a man wearing a black tank top, black pants, and a black ski mask.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News he's going to ride along with police tonight.
I have encouraged all of the council to pick a night and do a ride along in their district or any place in Wichita to ride with our police department to see what they have to deal with on a regular basis.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, has pulled the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. He did it last night as President Trump was sitting down with GOP members at the White House. ABC's Karen Travers is there this morning.
The White House was not given a heads up last night that Republican Senators Mike Lee and Jerry Moran were going to announce they didn't support moving forward on the Senate's health care bill. That's an extraordinary snub. Asked by ABC News if Lee and Moran keeping the White House in the dark was classless, a senior official this morning said yes. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Trump tweeting this morning, as I have always said, let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan. Stay tuned. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is out of federal prison. He was supposed to remain behind bars for another month, but records show he has been released to a halfway house in Chicago. Since that composite sketch of a possible suspect in the murder of two girls in rural Indiana earlier this year was released, dozens more lead have come into police. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now 98.7, 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Entertainment news now. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, tell us about it, sir. Take it away.
Well, we're wondering why Jay-Z is happy.
Yeah.
And what's next for the Freddie Mercury movie? Good times never
fade away. Smile. Lots of reasons for Jay-Z to smile. His new album, 444, is number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, his 14th number one. That extends his record of being the solo artist with the most chart-topping albums. But sales are down significantly, or people would rather stream than buy Jay-Z's last album, Magna Carta Holy Grail, sold over 500,000 copies week one in 2013. 444 sold 174,000. Its official Mr. Robot's Rami Malek will play Freddie Mercury in the long in the works Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. And X-Men writer-director Bryan Singer will be behind the camera. It should start shooting in London in September, which means we could see it next year.
Shall we begin?
Sunday night season 7 premiere of Game of Thrones was the most tweeted about episode in the show's history. Twitter says more than 2.4 million tweets were sent. I'm Jason Athenson.
Looking for an antidote to summer blockbusters? Ray Romano has something for you. Ray Romano co-stars in The Big Sick, critically acclaimed comedy. He plays the dad of a woman who falls into a coma. The small-budget movie is doing so well at the box office. Romano says it's something sometimes you want to see a story about human connection.
Yeah.
The Big Sick has a 97% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's one of the best-reviewed movies of the year so far.
Wow.
Yeah, a little different than the normal fare you're getting this time of year.
Yep.
Out of the theaters. Let's check in on The Bachelorette on ABC last night. That's what Steve McIntosh was doing last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Last night, drama as Dean confronted his father.
You're closing yourself off, and it's like it's disallowing us to have a relationship. Like,
but you, when you're coming out and making such bold statements that I didn't care, that I wasn't there. That
you've admitted to not being there.
Absolutely.
So how's that a bold statement when it's true?
Yeah, that reminds me of the many conversations, deep conversations I have with my father growing up.
Strife.
Dad wins dinner.
Dean and
I
his
don't
father.
Know. You know.
So after all that drama, did Rachel give Dean a rose?
I feel like when it gets down to this point, I underestimated like how I would feel about people left. And I wonder if, like, you're really ready for the same things that I'm ready for when it comes to the next step of things.
Wow, I'll tell you. I got to tell you, I've been married 47 years. I didn't realize it was that complicated.
Apparently it is.
It is.
Well, you don't use the word like enough.
Oh, I don't?
No, apparently not.
Okay.
She said it about
I'm gotta
five,
be
six
doing
times.
Something
there.
Wrong. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dean did not get a rose, if you didn't derive that from that rambling.
Dean!
I'm not sure what all that
Dean!
Is.
Dean!
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
More of the drama on The Bachelorette last night on ABC.
Yeehaw!
Britney Spears tells People magazine each of her fragrances reflect a different side of her personality and her passions. She sure has a lot of them.
Was she talking about cologne or something, or just the way she smells?
No.
Oh, okay.
Britney Spears just launched her 22nd fragrance. VIP private show.
Ooh.
Not to be confused with private show.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a different one.
Yeah, okay.
Which was last summer's perfume from Britney.
Britney.
VIP private show is described as smelling like blood orange, apple, mango nectar, violet leaf, orange blossom, magnolia, raspberry wood, golden amber, and velvet.
A little like the produce department at Dillon's.
There you go. Britney Spears out with her 22nd perfume. Boy, Game of Thrones is getting all the news. A Few Good Men remake, and what's up with Mariah Carey?
Tell them the note from Memphis.
Game of Thrones had a record-shattering return. HBO says 16.1 million total viewers watched Sunday night, destroying last season's record-setting premiere by 50%. That's the most watched premiere in HBO history, and the numbers are going to go way up when they count in people who couldn't watch Sunday night, and we'll get to it later this week.
You can't have
handle the truth.
Move over Jack Nicholson. Alec Baldwin is taking over the role that got Nicholson an Oscar nomination. Baldwin will play Colonel Jessup in NBC's upcoming live version of A Few Good Men. No word yet on who will take the Tom Cruise role. It'll air sometime next year. How Mariah Carey Became Mariah Carey will be a TV show. Starz has picked up a scripted series based on Carey's life, according to Deadline. And Carey will executive produce.
I know you're in there.
And happy birthday to Frozen star Kristen Bell, who's 37 today. Actor Vin Diesel is 50. I'm Jason Athenson.
Let's check in with NBC's The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon last night. Jimmy, addressing Game of Thrones.
You guys, last night was the season premiere of Game of Thrones. No spoilers. No spoilers. But I saw that HBO's streaming site crashed during the episode. That's how crazy this show has gotten. They're killing off websites.
Really?
Everything.
They don't care.
You don't know who's going to survive.
Winter is here.
Jimmy Fallon last night, NBC. The worn-out log cabin at the Little House on the Prairie site in Kansas will soon be ready for a rerun. The cabin was built near Independence, Kansas in 1977 as the show's popularity was peaking on television. Since then, it's kind of weather-beaten, structure drooping, its logs weakening. The cabin owners are going to spruce the place up so it can become a tourist site again. They're going to try to salvage some of the original materials for the new cabin. They say it's unlikely. They say it is likely that most of the original parts will have to go. The cabin, of course, is owned by Bill Curtis and Gene Schodorf.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I forgot that land down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Curtis, the former anchorman and executive producer of all those TV shows he did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gene Schodorf, who was on our Board of Education here in Wichita.
Right. And apparently they get at least 20,000 people a year visiting the place.
Wow.
They want to fix it up and make sure the tourists keep coming.
Maybe you and I should get a summer job down there as, you know, like tour guides.
Yeah, interpreters.
Yeah. It's just a cabin, right?
Yeah, it's not much.
So there, that's the west wall over there, and, you know, we could do it.
Yeah.
Call Bill.
Little House on the Prairie, then.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie.
And, of course, today is the day before the big Paul McCartney concert in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. Last night, Sir Paul performed in Oklahoma City, did 39 songs, did about his usual.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to this thing tomorrow
night. He does about 32 songs and then about 7 more during the encore.
So can I get some sort of VIP parking right up next to the Intrust Bank Arena?
What are you asking me for? I'm not in charge of the parking.
Well, yeah,
do
but you
have VIP
you're a veteran,
parking?
You're a veteran of concerts. I don't go to many. My wife is just ecstatic. She is just going crazy. What should I wear to this thing? Should I gut up my tuxedo?
Well, you're going to be in close quarters with the person next to you.
Okay.
Those seats aren't the roomiest in the world.
I need advice on how to go to a concert, Ted.
Come on, you've been to more concerts than I have.
I haven't.
All right. Yeah, so I guess the big question is, what does McCartney do today? Does he stay in Oklahoma City? Or is he coming up here and seeing the sights?
He could be coming into town right now listening to Steve and Ted.
What does Paul McCartney do on the day between concerts?
Yeah, come on by and hang out with us, Sir Paul. Love to have you.
Yeah. Maybe you'll spot him around town today.
I'll probably
tomorrow.
See you. Yeah.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Maybe Sir Paul will head on down to Pizza John's.
Why not? Yeah.
It's the tastiest pizza pie.
Probably heard they've got our photograph down there. And he'll probably
probably.
Yeah.
It's right there on K-15, very easy to get to, right to 208 South Baltimore. You want a tasty pizza? You go down to Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted, a new CFO for a local company, and Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, going to tell us all about it. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.